The chapter house was the second most important building in the whole of the monastery. Within the body of the East Range, where it was located, was a low vestibule, and the chapter house itself rose to a considerably greater height beyond that. The chapter house was the second most important room in any monastery, and it took its name from the fact that a chapter of the rule by which the canons, in the case of St. Andrew's, followed their lives. It was also the business room of the priory, where the prior and the canons would discuss whatever business needs there were. And it was also the place where the canons were expected to confess their faults. Perhaps slightly uncomfortably for some of the canons, if they hadn't confessed all of their faults, and if some of their brethren were aware of faults that they hadn't confessed, those other brethren could confess them for them, and that could carry rather harsh consequences for the canons who had failed to confess. The chapter house must have been a very splendid interior, and it was the second most important room in the complex, and it had large glazed windows on three sides, which must have made it a very attractive space. Running around the lower walls, there were recesses where the canons would seat themselves during the chapter meetings. The prior and the principal members of the house would have had rather more elaborate seats on the east end of the chapter house, but nothing of those now remains.